Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Anybody who doesn't know who I am, I'm Bonnie Albers on air, and I am Bonnie Albers. I am a psychic, I keep tripping over my words today. I don't know what that means, but I'm a psychic spirit medium. I'm an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant, counselor, and a life coach. I rock all those things because I use them in my practice. I use them when I do my mediumship work, and I also do them when I counsel. So really, you're getting this four-edged sword there. So it's my passion, it's my life, my love is the radio, and actually, well, or better, I could be anywhere. I really love the psychic, intuitive spirit medium part of my life. And that's what I like bringing to you all. And I have such a great show today. No, I want to say hello to everybody out there in chat. I really appreciate you supporting me and being here. I do want to say a few things, though. One is, if I don't answer your, it's like a flash chat, I guess. It's because I can't read, see, think, and do at the same time. I'm a multitasker of all different levels, but the typing is just really not my whole thing. And I hate that because I know that some of you have been writing in flash. So if you could get Candy, she's in chat, ask a question, she'll either send me in a Skype form, and hopefully that, because sometimes I don't, or I will look in and I'll check and I'll ask anybody who needs to or wants to speak with me in chat. I will do that periodically. So please, please don't think on you because I will do that. So I have some exciting news for you. The new edition of Psychic Insight Magazine came out Friday. I'm in it, of course, but it is a fabulous physical magazine. You find it at www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. It is written, and the CEO, well, and he interviews people and puts it all together. But the CEO of that magazine is Jerry Humphreys. He's at senseofknowing.co.uk, I think. If you go to the magazine, his information is in there, and you can contact him. It reveals a plethora of information on flowers, gemstones, tarot, and me. I'm Ask Bonnie. So if you have any questions that you'd like to see in print, just send the questions to Jerry. You don't have to identify yourself. You can use anything from initials to numbers. And whoever sends them in first, right on the list. So you would see yourself in print. I love that because I'm telling you, those questions get tougher and tougher every issue. For me, they're exciting, they're fabulous, but in print, it's not conveying yourself like if I was talking to you. So please go to the magazine. It is fab. And I have a great, great announcement to make also. Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer medium. Medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. He wrote the book Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. He just released his new book a couple weeks ago called Evidence. He's already been on Coast to Coast last night. He's also on Houston Today television. He's a bestseller at Barnes & Noble this month, and it just got out. And I know Mark is going to be all over the place. So guess what, everyone? Oh, I'm so excited. He's coming. He did a special show like I did October 15th when he came on my show first. And he will be back on my show with his book. And I love it because there's language in there that I really, really rock. And one of them is, instead of like recalling ourselves medium, which because see, I'm not a medium, I'm a small, and I'm sure there's some larges and extra larges in there. He calls us interdimensional communicator. Just think how fabulous that is. He talks about energy vibration and how the different vibrations is when you tune in, is that's when you see, hear, feel, and messages from spirit. It's really a different dimension. So I love that. Now I'm an interdimensional communicator. So everyone, y'all buy it. And I would love to see you get that book. Not expensive. You can go to and order it off Amazon. You can order it off Barnes & Noble. Or you can get it from Mark's site, I think. And it's Mark Anthony, the lawyer. He is just fabulous. And he will be bringing you a very interesting, exciting, and really like show-gripping experience. So please join us on May 2nd for Mark Anthony. Yay! I can't wait. I haven't even listened to his show yesterday because coast on too late for me. It's on at 12 o'clock, and I wake up so early. So I have to listen to it the next day, and I can't wait to hear Mark. A fabulous speaker. I mean, when you're a lawyer and you're a defense lawyer, you gotta be a fabulous speaker and to host in a second. Now, we have tomorrow is Ron Cole, Dr. Ron Cole. He is going to continue his astrology for the week, and oh, I hope he tells me it's over because this square or whatever's going on, it's got people mean and nasty and saying things. I don't know. I look at the guy because I tell you, people who weren't angry or mean, all of a sudden I'm listening to him thinking, what? So we had to ask Ron Cole. The other half of Ron Cole's show is he's a master astrologer. He reads the major arcana like I've never seen anybody. And we are going two cards at a time, unless he has time for three. But he tells you so much detail about each card and how to read it. I think we went 0 and 1. Last Wednesday it was 2 and 3. And now this week it's got to be 0, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I hope we're out of the females. We had, I think, the Empress and the Queen or something. You know, he wants me to take notes because I so bad want to. He does such a good job of explaining major arcana that I actually want to read cards now because now I understand a lot of the symbiology. So he will be bringing that to you, and then I will be heading up the show and that my angel girl Candy will be joining me at 2 o'clock to 2:30. Won't be a long show, but this week is really crazy because I was supposed to be in New York and I didn't go, and I was supposed to be home today or yesterday. So I made this week, but on Thursday we've got straight from the UK Gregory Scott on the astrology and tarot part of YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and go to Gregory Scott, he's a fabulous, fabulous guy. He's been on the show 2 times already, and he loves being with you and on the air. He'll be taking readings with me, so please join us on Thursday. Friday, you got and wrap your week with me, Coffee and Convo. It is crazy because Spirit, I kind of want to talk about this week. Like, I got a call from a friend. He's a young man, and he rocks gifts. I can't even, you know, explain to you. He hears cards, and he had a rough 3 weeks. And Spirit, 2 weeks before this, during time, was really chiding me to go after and talk about the chakras. And that's not something I usually talk about. And all of a sudden, I found myself on Monday and Friday going over the chakras. Well, it was a good thing, because it seems like there's a lot of people with energy in the last 3 to 4 weeks that are changing. The vibrations are changing, and a lot of people are not understanding how to handle. And people that have downloads or new gifts that are given to them, or ones that are going to go to the next level in energy experience, they just don't understand what's going on. And it takes about 3 or 4 weeks for all of it to come to fruition, and then they understand. But meantime, they needed this chakra lecture. So I am going to, they keep hitting me. I'm going to go into a few of the chakras today, but I'll actually get to the call. So please bear with me. And if there are anybody out in my chat room, and anybody that wants to add anything to this, or they want to ask me a question, please write it in chat and I will look. And if you do my flash chat, don't put anything in there, but it'll give me the availability to look in chat. So, you know, a lot of people were really having issues with the root chakra. You know, the root chakra is the red chakra. It's the first chakra you get from when you get to the ground on up. And your root chakra is located at the base of your spine, elbow area. It represents the foundation and feeling of being grounded. And this is what happens when you change energetic levels. You feel grounded. I never really realized that, because I think I'm always ungrounded. But and I've been told that I need to be grounded. I live too many years. And this is what happens when Spirit, or, you know, your angels, guides, and masters of the universe wants you to be abundant with different energy levels. And what happens is you lose your grounding. So the root chakra is red. The color is ruby red. It is emotional issues you have to deal with is survival issues such as financial independence, food, and money. I mean, who isn't, like, got that issue? So this is really important. They just keep hitting me with it, that I need to go over it. I need to talk about it. And I'm also going to tell you, if you're a musician, because we do there is music and notes that will clear and cleanse your chakras, make them start working better and help clearing them. The root chakra rocks the note C. I'm not a music person, except I listen to a lot of music, but I would prefer to go and, like, download correct your chakra tape. So if you're all music, and, you know, a lot of, I know people who are into chakras have singles, bowl that they play, and they're all in different notes. I know that everybody keeps telling me I need that bowl to for my heart chakra to rock the note F. So if you're, and they're expensive. So people who do go into those bowls usually buy 1 or 2 bowls first, and then they use the note. But you need the C note out there if you've got issues with root chakra. I also want to tell you what diseases are associated with the root chakra. And the root chakra is associated with eating disorders, malnourishment, adrenal insufficiency, problems with your legs, coccyx, colon cancer issues, spinal problems, immune-related disorders, osteoporosis, and other bone disorders. So, like, when I read these things and tell you all this, then I say, well, how do you correct it, or how can you help it? Well, one, I'm a Western girl, so I love combining Eastern and Western medicines, theories, spirit, and I don't believe one will help versus the other. I think combinations work. You know, of course, I'm going to tell you, and I'm a nurse, go to a doctor if you've got any of these issues. Let them help you if you need really, you know, heavy medicine, surgery, anything like that. You really need to get into your doctor. But in conjunction with that, if you don't need it, it's not that serious. What we can do is we need to be present in the now. And that's something I don't, you know, think about, because, you know, when I do the shows and when I'm talking to people and I'm, I'm really in the ethers. What they say is that when we're little, we learn how to dissociate from our bodies when we're not happy. And so what we have to do with this root chakra is actually connect our thinking, our theory, our personality, our being back into our bodies. So this is what they, it is being in the here and now. Essential health. Many of us split from our bodies when we were young. Association made sense when it was not only the way you could survive. We want to break this pattern. We want to live in the here and now. So I hear people always say, I'm going to do this. I want this. I got to have this. It's like they're living in the present. I mean, I'm sorry, living in the future versus the present. Or they remember the past so much, they don't even see the future or the now. And that's what the root chakra is talking about. We've got to like, and whatever we're doing now, we've got to be in it. We've got to be in touch with it. We've got to, you know, think about it. We've got to correct it if we don't know what's going on. But future is the future. The past is the past. We are living in the now. And you don't live in the now. Didn't you ever hear someone say, including myself, oh my God, the last 20 years flew by. What did I do? Well, that could be because you always live in looking for the next thing to come up. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't look to the future, because that's where all vision and our hopes, dreams, and wishes, you know, lead us to. But we've got to live here and now and be present, be happy, be loving, be sweet, be in touch with ourselves and the people that we deal with. So this is what they say to do with the root chakra. And then I'll get to the phones. But the root chakra, I know that I take what we call rainbow shatter. I try it. I tell you to do it, but I don't always do it. This is the easiest way to try to attune all of your chakras. So I don't really think about it, and I don't meditate that much where I should. So I go into the shower, and I think of all the colors in the rainbow, and I let it just wash right over my body. And then when it washes through my feet and into the drain, it's taking all negative energy, entities, or anything that you've got that you're thinking negative, just let it wash down the drain. Watch it wash down the drain. And look at all the beautiful colors that you are taking a shower with. So that's what I do, because that's quick. You know, everybody takes a shower, I hope, or a bath. And if you don't, maybe you should. But what they tell you is if you're really, really not grounded, you've got to get out on the earth. And the really cool thing is now I know why, because I couldn't figure out, why do we have to walk on the earth, walk on the sand? Can't we just say it? And, you know, they don't want you to wear shoes. And here is the medical reason. Right now, we've got a lot of positive ions hitting us from all the different planetary movement. But we don't need positive ions. We need the negative ones, believe it or not, because you think, oh, you should have the positive ones. Negative ions are in the earth. And when your feet touch the sand and the earth's surface, you are actually you are getting the negative ions to come up into your feet in through your root chakra. So that's why people say, stand the earth, walk barefoot, walk in the sand, don't wear shoes or socks, because this is preventing the negative ions from getting in to our system. And I love that because, see, I'm a nurse and I'm a science girl. So, you know, that made sense to me. And now I understand. Now, do I do it? No, because I don't know. I don't love the ground to walk on without shoes. I do wear flip-flops. So I am going to try what I'm telling you because I know that grounded is where we all need to be. And I think that Spirit's kind of showing us this because in the last month, I'm going to ask all of you to think about it. In the last month, have you had any of these issues? Have you had issues with any of the medical problems that I just mentioned in serious or less serious issues? And do you have issues with financial independence, money, or food? Is that something you're thinking about, looking for, wanting to increase? And if it is, and also if you're memory, it can affect your memory. If you say, oh my goodness, I don't know what I did yesterday, I don't want to do it, that's because you're not grounded. You're not actually here in your body, you're elsewhere. And even if we feel like we're in our body, we're not always present. So I think Spirit wants me to tell you and why I needed to keep doing this. So I am hoping that I can go through these different chakras, then I can be through with talking about them. And I hope there's people out there that need this information. I know Friday there was, and I also know that there's friends that have called in and said, oh, thank you, Bonnie. It's the grounding that I keep forgetting. Also, I just wanted to mention that because we do this work and we're always doing this work, we also have to protect ourselves. This is what happened to another friend, to the same friend this weekend. We forget that we talk to a lot of people that you know, I always bring in Archangel Michael. I always ask him to protect everybody, protect the show, protect everybody in the show. And I love that because that gives me positive, brings positivity to my show and everyone out there. And I really, really rock positive, happy, times. And so what I want you to know out there is if you're having a problem, and if you're feeling negative towards something or you're not feeling really good, call in your angels, call in your masters, call in your universe, call in your God, and ask them to protect you. It is a time when we're moving through all types of energy levels, all of us light workers, and we can use all the wonderful pop we can get. So now I'm going to go to the phones. If there's anybody there that would like to ask me anything, we're on the root chakra today. If I have any time after I take the call, my callers, I will go to the next chakra. But keep wanting me to go through. It's been now the week, and I've been doing it on Monday, Friday, and now they told me I needed to do it on Tuesday, and I just feel like maybe there are listeners out there that don't hear me on Monday and Friday, so I'm bringing you what we do. Also, there's angels that rock the chakras. Oh, and that is a really cool thing. And the angels, you know, each different chakras that you can call in. And the same thing with gemstones or your crystals. Now, you know that if you've got a red chakra issue, you're going to try all the gemstones or the crystals that rock the color red. So, you know, look at your gemstones, look in your gems and your crystals, and bring out the red stones because they will help you. Okay, I am going to take the first caller, and that's 86383. You are on Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous after that big, good, long talk. Who am
how
I speaking
you? Angela?
Yep. Angela. Hi, Angela. Where are you from?
Nothing. I just tuned into the show, so I'm really not familiar with what's going on. I apologize.
That's okay. It's a metaphysical talk show with audience participation. Of course, you're my audience, and we will participate with each other. So tell me where you're from, and tell me what you do, and why are you calling today? What do you have an issue that you'd like to talk about?
Right now, I'm a single mom with two children, and the father of my kids have just recently went to jail, and for the next 3 years I'll be by myself with a 3-year-old and 6-year-old, so it's been kind of hectic there, part-time working.
Hey, yeah, hey, Angela. Okay, well, we can't hear you real well. I think you're breaking up, so do you have yourself a speakerphone?
No, but it's probably the part of the house I'm in. I can change.
So tell me what you're looking for. I mean, what information? I feel like you're ready to ask me a question, and I love that because I rock questions. But tell me, you're right. You're not in a situation that sounds too positive. How are we going to make it positive for you? And what did you want to know? Do you have family support?
No, I don't. I have a close friend, someone I'm dating right now, and he helps with my children a lot. But as far as family, no, there's not. That's the part that weighs me down. That kind of hurts me as far as, you know, getting through all this, but I'm just hanging in there, you know what I mean?
Well, can I ask you a question? You have a best friend with you. Is he your best friend, or you? Did I hear you're dating him?
Oh, I'm dating him. I've known him since like third grade. And,
okay.
We just recently met.
Okay, so what are you doing about the situation with your husband? Is it your husband or not your husband? It's just the father of your kids?
No, I was with him for 7 years. He's an ex.
Okay.
He's, I'm just doing nothing. He's not around. He won't be around for a while.
Well, no, kind of that's good, maybe. Can I ask you a question? is there an attachment still there? Because I need to know this.
No, just the children as far as... detachment that I have with him. Otherwise, no. It was long gone before
okay.
before it ended.
Okay. So you started off, and I wouldn't say this. I'm so proud of you for, you know, surviving even. And I'm really happy that you have somebody you can turn to. I love best for being, you know, I'm also a counselor, and I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues there. And I really love that your best friend is the person you're dating. I really like that. It really makes for great longevity and life, as long as you look at it as you are best friends, that you want to spend the rest of your life, whether you do or not. Saying this really for everybody out there, best friends are what you know. Some people get married for love and lust the first time, and then the second time it's like, I'm getting my best friend, and they end up with their best friend, and really it makes a very lifelong partnership, very wonderful. Some people marry their best friends right away, and some people become best friends. So I understand you got a best friend. Now you ask me the question because I just clarified that. So go ahead. What question? Because I feel like you want to ask me something, and I also know that I feel like you might not, it's kind of a roundabout. So go ahead and ask me, because I'm really good at this.
I just don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do as far as, like, I have two children, and it's hard to, like, he has no children, so it's kind of hard for me to move and to, like, try to put all my, even though I'm, you know, weak as friend, it's like kind of hard for me to put my whole life into somebody else's, you know, life.
Okay. So, edit. First of all, how does he feel? Because I feel like he already knew you had two kids. So, right,
yeah.
He knows you have two kids. Okay. And how is he? And how is he with that?
Oh, he's great. I mean, his mom was a teacher. Like, he's very well with kids. Like, I appreciate that. It's just,
so it's really your.
Whole,
so it's really, you're new at really having somebody really liking you, right?
Yeah, I've been their dad of the kids, you know, I have two children with him, and it's been just him, and I'm new to the having children dating or being with someone else, especially someone who doesn't have that, you know, it's like a lot.
Yes. You said he was your best friend, so I'm going to look at, you trust him, you like him, with the kids, he wouldn't be your best friend, because you would just say he's a friend, correct? Okay, how do your kids like him?
Oh, no, they like him every day. He's not here, like, where's he at? Where's Chris? You know, where's Chris? I want to see Chris. And we go play, practice sports or, you know. I'm sorry?
Well, I will tell you, I think the issue is with you. I feel very insecure. Like, I can feel your inner being. I'm feeling really insecure. And I'm feeling like, I don't know if I can do this because I don't know if this is the right thing. I'm pretending I'm you. So I don't know if it's the right thing and what am I getting into and do I think this is going to be a while? I don't want to go through this. I don't want to put my kids through this. That's what I feel like is inside of you. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, we could go on and on, and I could spend like 2 hours with you. But this is the I believe that we're here to love. I think we're here not to love. And I feel like you could love 7 times and be hurt 7 times, but the 8th one is going to be your dream man. If you hold yourself back from doing like because you're, what you'll do is miss. And you're going to miss one guy that was supposed to be with you, and you might not be happy for the rest of your life. So me, I always went for it. I did marry young, and I'm still married. But so it's not by experience, it's by clients. And if you go for it, well, let's look at your loss. What could you lose? Well, you lose the best friend. Your kids will lose somebody they like. But in the long run, if it works, what you gain? So to me, I would take down your guards, except with your kids. If you feel that you don't want your kids involved yet with them, which I doubt because I think they already are, then to me, I would go for it. You will know if it doesn't work. They'll look at each other and laugh and said, "We tried," and you move on. But the kids will still, hopefully, if friends, be in his life. Mm-hmm. See if. Downside I see is if he walks out and the kids really like him, but that could happen even if you're married and you marry your dream. So to me, I say I feel like I like this guy and I like his family. So I think you could only benefit from this relationship. Do I? I'm not going to tell you this is a relationship because that's not what I'm here for. What I am here to tell you is I like this relationship. I think you should absolutely, and if you just open up a little bit, because I see those walls just good, I pull them. I think you're going to really find yourself the same.
I have usually gone into relationships like with that attitude where, you know, everyone is different. Whatever, you know, has happened in the past, a different relationship is not the person that I'm, you know, if I start dating someone else, nothing to do, it's totally different. And so I'm usually really positive, and I make people feel comfortable, and I'm able to talk, and people trust me, and it's like, I'm not able to be that person anymore after all of the years of just being, I would say, again, we're using the word abuse, you know, it's happened and it's treated.
Well,
and just,
we're not not talking about your picker being off, because your picker is off. But if it's your best friend, then I'm going to say, do you pick friends wisely or do you not pick friends wisely?
Because I haven't been around many people since I've had children because of, you know, the unfortunately, the ones that have been in my life for years have ended up, you know, doing things that were hurtful. And I just have kind of like, you know, stayed in my own little zone for so long. I'm not used to being the social person. I naturally am, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You can put some fail-safes in because the kids need to be safe, period. I don't care what you tell me. Those kids need to be safe. Your heart, I'm telling you, you learn from each one. You don't put walls up. You learn. So let's say you've been abused, okay? What did you learn from that relationship? You should have learned what you won't accept. And then if you go into the next relationship, you're being abused, what you're going to say is, my picker's off. I can't do this. I keep going for the same kind of guy. So what I tell you to do, usually a best friend's the opposite, because usually, and I don't know with him, but take a look 180 degrees, not 360. You're going to pick the same guy in a different club. Pick the 180 degree and say, wow, I would never have picked him, but something about him is really good. And that's when you get the relationship you really want. So is this guy the same kind of guy you've been with, or is he the 180 degree opposite?
Opposite. It's like he actually cares about my needs or wants and talks and discusses whatever. It's not a left alone. Not if there's an issue, we both are comfortable, of course, talking to each other about it and like getting to the bottom of it. Regardless, it's not a judgment. It's not a I'm looking at it a certain way. Or I, you know, don't think that you should be that way. It's more of a just open and understanding relationship, which is not what I've had before.
Well, then, girlfriend, exactly what I felt. I like him. I think that you need to start, you know, you can put up all the barriers and walls you want. The only thing is he sounds like he's opposite of what you've had before, and that's what's going to make the difference.
Yeah, there's no judging. There's no, you know, putting expectations or anything like that on a person is No, that's usually.
Yeah. If he is the kind of guy you wouldn't have gone for, okay, meaning the nice kind, then you need to look at him. Because I'm going to tell you that the big mistake everybody makes when they look for another mate is they look for the same kind of mate, only in a different suit or a different skin. So if you can say to me that you've made all kinds of mistakes before, you know what you don't want, and he's the opposite, then I say go for it, girl.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate your opinion.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Please call me back.
Thank you.
Oh, please call me back. I would love to hear from you. Okay.
Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will.
Good luck. Say hello to your friend for me. All right.
I will. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, I just love that. I so love that. Thank you for letting me in. Thank you for actually letting me help. And I am going to go to 404. 404, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
I didn't have any specific question. I just wanted to see. I don't know if you can give me like an angel message.
Oh, an angel message. Are you in chat? Because my candy girl is the angel lady. I'm going to put her on. Let's see if she has any messages for you. Who are we speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
Oh, Nydia. I'm sorry. Nydia?
Nydia, let me ask you a question. Did you call because of the angel message, or did you call because you've got people in spirit that you want to find?
No, it's just an angel message. I'm looking for direction. Every time I plan something else comes up, and I'm just trying to find my purpose. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so here's your general. What I'm hearing is, because, hey, I want to talk, too. I'll let Candy on, but I want to talk.
love to talk to you.
Oh, I love that, girlfriend. The thing is, what I feel is that when you say something comes up, you need to be a little bit more specific. Are we talking about work here, or are we talking about love?
Oh, no, I'm in a marriage. It's going to be 25 years.
Fabulous.
Just in general.
So give me, well, you know what? I like specifics because then my angels and my God tell me. So if you're saying when things come up and then you don't know what your direction is, could it be that you're looking for the purpose of you being here? Is that what you're looking for? What do you mean by things come up? Okay. So give me an example because they keep beating me on the head to ask you. What do you mean by things come up?
Well, like for instance, I was going to, my focus was to go to school, and at the time, and I'm currently unemployed. But then I have my mother throw a twist in it to for me to be fighting for my niece because my niece is in foster care. So now my focus turned to her, and I'm trying to work on getting her out of foster care so I can take care of her. So now I put the school and whatever and the job on hold because I want to be available to. You know, if they need anything, and since she's in another state, I have to jump from here to from Georgia to New York in case they need me. So that's what I mean by.
Okay, so can I ask you a question? I had a caller just like you actually last week. So if you're going to take care of your niece and you have no job or in school, because I know a lot of people who do have foster children and actually adopt them and they work. And they go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So what part, I mean, you know, I'm blatantly honest. You know, if you know my show, I'm getting what I get, and I've got to give this to you. So do you think part of your journey is that if you're not able to be and find what you are, how are you going to be able to help or really take care of, and I'm not just talking your niece, anybody, because what I'm hearing is this. In order to find yourself, you have to be willing to say no and not no to your niece because, gosh, I wouldn't want you to do that. But there you can do, and what's saying to me, and that's why I'm saying to you this, is that you can do both, that you can fight for getting her. I don't know that feel – let me ask my angels for a minute. I feel like it'll take you a while to get your niece. Have you tried?
Yes, well, I have a court appointment coming up in April.
So it's going to be a few months. is what I'm hearing. And even if they, I really hope that they, you know, I feel like they'll want it. I feel like they'll want your niece. How old is your niece?
She's only 5.
Yeah, I feel like they'll want your niece to be with family members if she can. So I'm not saying that you won't have a chance, because I think once after the court hearing, but it does take a little time. I would believe that the courts would rather see you being in school or having a job than not. And this is what I'm hearing. You don't need that you, instead of listening to everybody, you have to talk to yourself about what is going to be good for the rest of your life with everybody. So what did you want to go to school for? Can I ask? Because I feel like it's going to be in helping people.
Well, it was actually for accounting.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I had more of the caregiver type. So you're going for, are you good at math? Because, see, I can't. I'm challenged. Oh, gosh,
I love
girl.
Math.
Well, honey, there's very few people who do. And when they do, you need to work at that. You know, there's online school now. You can go to junior college or even master's degree programs or doctorates online. And so what you're doing is putting barriers up and listening to people who want you to put those barriers up. And I say that that's not the way to go. I don't feel like spirit wants you to do that. I think spirit wants you to stand up for yourself, and that's why they're throwing barriers at you. I feel that you could make a difference. You can help your family. You could actually become autonomous and independent. Not that you need to, because you're married, and so am I, so I don't, you know, I feel the same way, but you can have your own career, and in that way, you can help your family and your niece a lot better. And there isn't either or, as far as I'm concerned, when I'm hearing spirits say to me, you need to look at why these barriers are being thrown at you. And you need to say, no, I'm not going to do that, because where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm going to do something to step up my own identity, but I will help absolutely my niece or family, but not in lieu of me losing my identity. And you need to start with that identity. So to me, if you're asking, and you know, I'm a big mouth. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you that if you were my, you know, daughter, of course, I'm only 17, so you couldn't be. But if you were my daughter, I would want you, and I would sacrifice as a mother more of myself to give, to make sure my daughter got the education she needed. So I feel like if you're going to help your niece and your mother is pushing you, then she has to help. But you need to continue your life's journey, and that is getting the schooling you need. And I also feel, I have to tell you this, I feel like you have some abilities. Do you have abilities?
I don't know.
Because I feel like you do, I feel that you do hear things, that you, you know, that you do hear, you could call it your inner voice, but you do hear your inner voice, and you just don't listen because you don't know who it is. And it really is your angels and guides talking to you. And I think that's why you're in turmoil. I think it's because you know that the decision to run up and do something like what you're doing isn't going to help you in the long run or help your niece. So I hope that I've made sense. And I hope that you think about this, because where they keep saying where there's a will, there's a way. And it shouldn't be in lieu of you finding yourself.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's true.
You're right.
Thank you, because you know what? I feel you. I mean, because I could feel auras, but I feel you, and you are such a, it's like, I think the minute you get into a classroom or online, you're going to burst out. I feel like, this is what I feel like. I'm like a ticking inside, and the minute I find that class or that degree, it goes, pow! And it's like you won't be able to be stopped. The inside of you will be so happy and proud of yourself that you've accomplished this. And where there's a will, there's a way. I don't know who keeps saying this to me, and I don't know if you have anybody in spirit, because I don't usually talk and say things 500 times. I usually forget them. But they're saying where there's a will, there's a way, and you need to find it. Stop losing yourself in other. You need to find you first. You won't be able to help anybody until you do. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a fabulous day.
You too, Bunny. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. I love that. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, everyone, for even allowing me again in. So here we go. I'm going to 447. You are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Deep.
Ah, Deep. I almost said hello to you in chat because I love when I see you out there, the deep blue sea. I mean, that is just such a, you know, calming. I mean, I got to tell you something. My husband loves the water. I get scared of it. I'm not scared to swim or be out there, but I don't like the sharks. But when I think of deep blue sea, it just starts getting calm. So I got to tell you, when I see you in chat, I love when I see you in chat. So Deep, how can I help you today?
Oh, thank you.
Well,
I love the water.
First of all, I want to hear what the weather is in England. You're still in England?
I'm still in England. The weather is nice in the last couple of days, so it's quite sunny here and warm. It's like 18 to 20 degrees centigrade.
Oh, what is that? Do you know what? I think we're Fahrenheit. You know, I'm geographically challenged and I'm numbers challenged. So would you say that was what's the conversion? Do you know that?
I will just do it on the internet very quickly.
Okay, because
it's about 68 Fahrenheit.
Oh, well, you know what? Well, see, I'm at 80 or 85 right now, but 68 was last week. And that's a great temperature for England right now, or the UK, because, I mean, you've been under a lot of snow and cold for a while.
I know. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And how, let me ask how your son is.
He's all right. I had seen him last Friday. I don't know when I'll be seeing him again. I've started a new role from tomorrow. I'll start my new job from tomorrow. And I was calling to ask, do you see me getting divorced this year? Because my ex has asked me to initiate the proceedings. And also wanted to know, do you see my son being all right with me not being around?
I feel, Deep, that your son is, you know, no. How old is your son now? Because I'm seeing, like, is he preteen or a little younger than that?
He's 5 and a half now.
Okay, so he's younger than preteen. He's going to really need you when he hits his teenage years, his preteen years. But right now I feel like he's a maternal child. He came for his mother. You know what that means? That means that they're saying maternal, maternal, maternal. So that to me means that right now she and he need each other, okay? But of course a son always will need his father, and especially in the preteen years. That's maybe why they hit me with preteen years. And that's at about, preteen is what, 9, 10, 11? Something like that, 9, 10, 11, 12, something, you know, in that area. And I think that as long as you see him, because I feel like he will feel like he's lost, like a little, you know, like estranged. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
And I feel the more that you can talk to him, explain to him, which I'm sure you have, and be there for him, that he will actually, I feel like he'll be more, you might see him or get him when he's in his preteen years. So maybe there'll be a chance that he'll come live with you.
Right.
So I don't feel that you won't be close to him, because I think you live close to him, don't you?
Yes, I am close to him, but I'm just worried if his mother's depression and what she's going through because of the marriage will affect him. So that's why I was worried.
Oh, honey, yes. It's going to, I mean, I don't even have to be a psychic medium to tell you that that actually affects children a lot more than people understand. But with saying that, I don't believe couples should stay together because of the kids. Because I will tell you, I've seen a lot more kids acting out because they know their parents yell at each other, stayed together because of them. And it actually is worse on all involved. And I'm not saying everybody, but I think a happy, healthy home is what kids need, whether that's with a father, mother, or a step parent, or not, you know, just a maternal or paternal parent. But it needs to be a happy home. So I do think that it will affect him, but it should affect him because that's what kids love their mother and father, to be together. But I feel like you'll be around enough, and I know you're worried about your new job and being around. I think you're going to be fine with your son. I think you will see him a lot. I think he will really cherish being with you. And I do see your ex-wife or going to be ex-wife depressed about it, but does she have family somewhere that she wants to be?
She has family in India. That's why she wants to go back to India, because she can't manage by herself the job and the child. So I'm also concerned. I'll be happy if she goes back to India and manages work and and our child with her family support. But then I won't get to see her being in the UK. I won't get to see him being in the UK.
You know, that might be a possibility, because I feel like that there's going to be a separation from you and your child. So it might be that she goes back to India for a while. But I think that then she's going to have to send him either for summers or for holidays or something. And I feel like the older he gets, as long as he has family support and loving family support, I see him being okay. And I do see the possibility of him actually living with you in his preteen years.
Right. And do you see me developing a friendship anytime soon?
I think you want it. And I don't, I think you have a long, I think you have some roads to mend and some roads to go through before you can actually find true love deep. I think you can find friendship, but I think you have, first of all, when is your divorce? I don't feel a divorce. So do you have a divorce yet?
No, not yet, but she has asked me to start the proceedings.
Hello?
Yes, I was just saying I don't have a divorce yet, but she has asked me to start the proceedings now.
Yeah. I feel sorry for your ex-wife because I think she really loves you because she's taught to love you. So, and the thing is, I don't see this. I think you're looking at 6 to 9 months before you actually can do anything. So, for me, if I were you, I would just learn how to love and be and do on your own with your son right now, and not worry about what's going to happen in the future, because I think you have 6 to 9 months before you're able to even do anything. So I hope they just keep showing me 6/9. Now, it could be June 9th that you get a divorce. It could be 6 to 9 months. But I know it's not 6 to 9 weeks. So I don't like looking further than that, because I like to see you single before you actually look to get attached again or even, you know, be with someone. I know that you like someone, and I feel like the more that you are unattached and the more that you have every duck in a row, the better chances you have. So I know you don't want to hear that, but that's actually what Spirit's telling me.
Okay, dokie.
And I think you've waited long enough. So, I mean, another 6 to 9 months isn't going to matter. Plus, you have a new job, and you are going to be working very hard and really trying to make a name for yourself in this company or wherever you are.
Yeah, do you see me doing well in this new job, new project?
I do, if you throw yourself into it, yes. And that's why I'm saying you need 6 to 9 months.
All right, brilliant. Thank you. Thanks,
You're
Bonnie.
welcome. You're welcome, Deep. I hope to see you again. You know that we love having everybody, and I appreciate your support of the show.
Yeah, it is. And it's always lovely to speak to you and, of course, here listen to your shows.
Thank you. Thank you, Deep. You know, you can call me or in chat, ask anybody. You have Candy in chat. A lot of times, you know, she'll answer. But please call me. You know, I'm now involved in your family, so please call me and let me know what is going on and your job, okay?
Yeah, sure, I will, Bonnie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And
I just love Deep. You know, thank you, everybody. I so love when I, you know, I think I, you know, I don't remember everybody. Because I talk to a lot of people. Some people really have been with my show for a long time, and I thank you if you have been, and thank you for supporting me. I do appreciate it. I wouldn't have the show without you guys. 206, you're on with Bonnie. Hi. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. I always enjoy listening to your show.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. Do you know, that's what I was just saying. I mean, I want to thank everybody so much because I love being on the radio and I love talking, as you know, and I love giving advice and I love spirit. So this to me is my life. So where are you from? Where are you calling from?
The Bay Area, San Francisco area.
Oh, I haven't been out there, but I you have the greatest like funky foods that I watch this television,
Oh.
don't you?
Yeah, everywhere. There's like 10 restaurants on every block.
Yeah, and they're like crazy restaurants. Like somebody said
Yes.
there's a restaurant of like all just like a mac and cheeses with like fried mac. They have every mac and cheese, lobster mac and cheese, this mac, that cheese. And then that I would love, and everybody's so happy I hear out there.
Yeah, last night I had an Indian burrito. There's an Indian Mexican, like they have
Wow.
Indian burrito, Indian quesadilla.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good. It's good.
Tell me, wait, you can't get off that fast about that food because, see, I have a chef in the house. My son, who's sick for the last 2 days, I think he has food. Here he's a chef and he has
Oh,
food
oh.
poisoning. But tell me, what was an Indian burrito? And explain it because we're all going to, I'm sure in chat they're all laughing. But go ahead.
Yeah, it was like rice and beans, but you know, like garbanzo beans and curry and you know, paneer, you know, the Indian cheese paneer.
Yeah.
So it
Ooh.
was just like you're eating a you know, Indian meal, but mixed together and wrapped in a burrito.
Oh my, you know, I love that. Because we eat, I don't know about how everybody else does, but whenever we have leftovers, and my leftovers are like 5-star restaurants, we have burritos all over the place because we just wrap it up because, you know, we
Right.
throw all the leftovers in a wrap and eat it at the end of the week. But I love that. That's a cool restaurant. Did you sit, is it like a little hole in the wall or is it a fine restaurant? What is it? Or like a takeout?
It's pretty casual. It's a truck. It was a famous food truck that
Oh.
became a walk-in place. So it's, you just walk up to the counter and order at the counter, and they bring it to you. So pretty casual.
Well, listen, they're all talking about you in chat. So they're all saying yum and they all want some. So you might want to tell the truck to come on down here. But what are you up to today and what can I help you with?
Well, I actually just moved here,
Mm-hmm.
and
Did you move from the northeast?
northwest.
Yeah. Okay. Northwest. You know, you heard me say I'm geographically challenged. So where's the northwest? Can you tell me?
Like Portland, Seattle is northwest.
Oh, you know, wait a minute. Why'd you move from there? Well, I guess going to the San Francisco Bay, it's kind of the same because you know who's from? Used to live up there, and now he's in San Francisco. Not he
Oh.
is Train.
He's what, a train?
No, do you know the group Train?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, he was living in Seattle.
Yeah, it's too gray there for me. It's too dark and
well, the
humid
weather,
and
The weather. What did you move? Did you move with? Are you single or are you married or did you?
You
move
know,
with?
it's quite a leap. I just came here by myself. I have friends. I lived here before and I have friends here, so I have a support system. But I'm just starting over.
Well, listen, I feel like you're really happy. Your aura, just let me tune in for a minute. I feel like you really, really are happy you moved. It feels like a big weight off your shoulder. I don't feel like it fit with you in Seattle, but there are
mm-mm.
other reasons for that. Do you have a job and did you move here with a job or you're looking for one?
Yeah, that's my issue is I have a place now. My housing is settled, and next is the job. So I just feel I haven't really put myself out there. Something is blocking me from 100% jumping out there.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You should have. I hope you listen to my chakra thing, because I think what it is is you need that root chakra. Let me tell you what chakra is it. But I've got to ask you a question. See, I don't feel you're going to be out of work long. And what do you
great.
Do? Yeah, what do you do? Are you an artist?
Well, in the past, I've done event planning, like nonprofits, fundraising for nonprofits. I've done a lot. I can do a lot of things and jump in a lot of different areas. But
I don't feel you. I feel like this is how I feel. And I know I'm probably talking over you, and I will let you talk in a minute, but because it is like your question. But I feel like that your friends or friends of friends, because I see a lot of friends all around you, and I don't think they were all your friends. So I think that they're friends of your friends. And I think that you are going to find something by just word of mouth, talking, looking for things. I think you're going to fall. They're telling me you're going to fall into this very quickly. And it's like you're after you fall into it, it's like you're never going to have a chance to like be unhappy again is what I'm seeing. So I feel like this was a really good move for you. Let me see. They're looking at weeks versus months for jobs, which
good.
Is good.
Okay.
And, the one thing I am hearing is friends of friends. So you have to get out there and, start talking, start, bloviating like me, start, being, and I feel like you'll be somewhere like either out in a park or walking for dinner and somebody will say something and you're talking and talking and talking and something will show up. It's going to be like really that quick. And I'm going to tell you it's weeks versus months.
That's great. Yeah, because I really understood your talk about living in the present, because I feel fine that everything will work out and I know the future. But just like now, I feel anxiety like this week. So I'm dealing with how to deal with my feelings right now of easing the transition.
Okay. Here's what I would tell you. I absolutely agree with you. And see, I hear five sentences before. That's why I always interrupt people. But and please stop me if I do that, because I don't like doing it, but I do it anyway. I'm going to tell you what they tell me to do that I don't, but I'm going to. It was all about that negative ion. So we do want negative ions going up from the earth. That actually the positive ions are what hits us and actually makes us angry, mad, and believe it or not. It's the negative ions coming from the earth that you need up through your feet. That's what Mother Earth gives you. That's why we have clay. We have dirt. You know when you play in the dirt, kids play in the dirt, they feel good. We don't, because, we get to be in a certain age and we just don't play in the dirt. We have to go with shoes. Even with flip-flops, you're not touching the earth. And you see the people that don't wear shoes and you think they're dirty feet. But the truth of the matter is, if they're grounded, they're at the beach, they're walking on the park. I know that you can't walk around barefooted, and I certainly wouldn't do that. But if you can get to a beach or just a patch of dirt and start walking around, spend a few minutes, into it, it starts to ground you and those ions come on up. So it has to be bare feet. But what I want you to know is if you live in the now, you're not worried about the future. And that's what you're saying. You're worried about the future and you're making money. You know you are going to it, but you're worried about it. Because the now would be that if you were really sure and you are really determined that you're going to get something, then you'd be fine in the now because you wouldn't worry about the future. So,
right.
So so you really are worried about the future. So I hope that.
They say to let go of the how. I guess you know we tend to circle around the how, and that's the part you have to not worry about.
Right. Here is because I do the same thing. I've let it go this last month about saying, oh, I want the show to keep going. I want somebody to pick it up, and I know they will. But yes, I kept doing it and doing it. And now if somebody said to me, Bonnie, it's the journey. Don't wait to get there. Live in the happiness you have now. Well, it just clicked one day. So what I am going to tell you is if you really are sure, and I know you're going to get a job. So if you're really sure that things will work out and you had to by moving there because you took a big risk, then the risk you took, you weighed out before you moved there, even though you think you didn't. And you said, you know what, it can't be worse than where I was. I've got to make it work because I don't like where I've been. And you will make it work. It's that simple. But what
That's
you have
true.
To know is if you live in and grounded in the now, you need to meet people. Talk about things, look for things, and know that the universe will take care of you, and you are going to be dropped right into a job. So I know it's scary, and I know I'm telling you this, and I would worry, you know, if I had moved to, especially if it's an expensive area.
You're right.
But I got to tell you something. You did that knowing where you were going, and you just have to have faith in the process. Because you are going to work.
All right. I will listen to this again to get it all in, but this was helpful.
Why, thank you. But here, I want you to hear this more.
Okay, please. I'm ready.
You do have to look. So I feel like I see friends of friends. So I think your friends have a group of friends. Am I right?
They're friends from different areas. You know, I mean, friends that are not friends with each other. Like, each friend has their own group.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why I mean friends of friends. So whenever, I feel like you all get together, not every friend, but I do feel you get together for dinners, you go for drinks, coffee. I'm not going to say drinks, but, you know, coffee, or you walk around, or you meet this one and you're doing that one. I feel like that you all talk a lot, that you have, like, deep conversations. Am I right?
I'm definitely.
Okay. So what I'd like to see you do is start talking to these people and saying, look, I know you know I'm looking for a job, and I love being here. So if you will just tell a few of your friends, you know, that you have a friend that's looking for something, it would really help me out. And I really believe that there is going to be somebody that steps up and says, oh, well, I'd like to meet her, or I'd like to, you know, we do have an opening. But you also can go around. Does your neighborhood where you're at, you think, have a lot of artsy stuff around? Because I'm seeing a lot of artsy stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Like cultural centers and theaters.
Yeah. Yeah. Start going into them. Start going into them and talking to people. Okay, talk to the director. Start to and say, hey, I just moved here. This is what my skills are. If they say, oh, well, we can't use you, we don't have any openings, say, well, here's my card if you have one, and if you don't, you need to make them. And I can just do about anything, and I'd love to be able to work here. So if you do know somebody that my skill set would be great with, can you pass my card along? The people where you're from are very friendly, so they will do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like volunteering, too. Volunteering at events is a good way.
Yeah, so just do it, get it done, and before you know it, you'll be working.
Great, okay.
All right. So listen back to this. Know you got to ground yourself. There's several things I put on there. You can and just Google root chakra and it'll help you. And good luck. And please call me in the next few weeks, or you can listen to my show all the time until you work. But but let me know how you're doing. Okay.
Yeah. Luckily, I can just take a train out. I'll be at the ocean on a streetcar in like 10 minutes, so I can go right out there.
No, yeah, absolutely. Walk on that beach and think, not just okay. think, and listen to your to what your inner voice is telling you, because I think you do. And I really believe that when you start doing that and start understanding about the now, you're going to call me and go, Bonnie, you were right. Oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't have gotten such a. Now I have no time to walk on that beach. So call me and let me know how you're doing. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie. I sure will.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness gracious. I just love talking, and I love giving advice, and I love spirit downloading. So thank you for giving me this opportunity, everybody. 646. I think I'm at 646. You're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. My name's Kayla. And,
hi, Kayla.
Hi. I just going through some things, some good and then some really challenging. So I just kind of wanted to know, is there going to be a breakthrough, especially with Sean and I?
Okay. Well, first of all, if you heard my show, that's too general, because what's going to happen is spirit's hitting me like, what is she saying? Ask her questions. So I am going to tell you this. First of all, before we start talking, I want to feel your aura. So I like talking. And that's why I usually start talking a little bit. So where are you from, Kayla?
New York.
Love New York. In fact, I was supposed to be there last week and I didn't go because my daughter was too busy, but I'm going back in April. Where in New York are you?
In New York City, Manhattan.
OMG, girl. My daughter is in Brooklyn, and I'm going to tell you, my favorite part is Park Slope. Well, it's not my favorite part because I'd be downtown Manhattan. In fact, I'm going to be in downtown Manhattan right at, I keep wanting to say it's Radio City. But it's right there.
Yeah,
I'm going to be there the 20th through the 24th. I'll be handing out my cards and signing autographs. So come if you have a chance. Now, my girlfriend who's coming with me said, and Bonnie, who wants your autograph and who wants your card? And I said, well, everybody. But I am going to be there. And I will be there to be a tourist. So if you see me, I will be there. I love New York. You're warm right now for New York because you were really cold and snowy this winter, like a week ago.
Yes, and it was freezing literally last week, freezing like 20 degrees, 28 degrees the high.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Don't forget, my daughter's from Florida, okay? And if you don't think that girl weighs is a drop of a hat, she's a double zero. She said, my God, Mom, I'm in Alaska. And I'm like, no, Alaska's warmer, honey. Don't worry about it. She looks like, honest to God. So this week, she's like, oh, Mom, it's finally where I could take four layers of coats off. And I said, oh, good girl. So I know New York. She was just at the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center, rather. The World Trade Center, because she was at that Century 21. She loves that. That was the first time, actually. So tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do, and who is Sean?
I worked in sales, but also
okay.
I've been considering, you know, was continuing with the sales because I love it. However, I've been on the fence in regards to going back to school for speech pathology.
Great field.
And that's what I've been feeling for the past 10 years. I've been on the fence, off the fence, on the fence, and I'm like, okay. But then, I've had some serious challenges, and I'm grateful to be here. Grateful to be alive.
Yeah.
But I'm like, my love life, what's going on?
Okay, well, here, let's break it down, because, you know, I'm all about love, but I'm all about living. So
yes.
I do want to tell you, speech pathology, I don't know what there in New York, but down in Florida, you not only get, I mean, you can work for yourself. You could, they're giving $50,000 and $60,000 bonuses for you to even sign up with anybody. That's how much in demand you are. So now, and you do know, I just said to the other girl, I think a caller before this, that you can almost take every subject online. You can sign up for a college. Now, you might not be able to take their labs, and you might have to go to, you know, their campus for their labs. But, you know, anything can be worked out anymore online. Have you looked online?
No, I haven't. I honestly, because I'm always like, I love the experience of being in the classroom. I love the sharing of ideas. I love, of course,
yes,
being taught.
But then, if the big thing, because I'd love to see you do that, but then you tell me you love sales and you've got to work, this will bridge your gap. So you might not be able to do all of speech pathology online, but you might be able to take the courses you need online and still work at your what you love. And then by the time you turn around and have to be on campus, that'll be such a short period of time that you'll also have the interaction of your classroom. So it's something you should look into, because that's what, again, they're giving me online. You should not think about one or the other. That if you want to continue your schooling and it's really something you strive to do, don't let anything stop you, because life is too short is really,
yes,
you know, and you know that life is too short.
Yes.
So
I do know that.
Yeah. Now, if it's something you're just dreaming about and really don't have the desire to do, I get it. But if it's something that you're striving to do and really feel that you can make a difference in this life with that degree, and believe me, there are so many people that need that, old and young. So I'm a nurse, so I know where speech can go. You can go to the kids in school. You can go to the 3 and 2 years old. You can also go to the stroke victims. So you can actually go anywhere with that, and you will never be out of work. And when you don't want to do sales, you always have something to fall back on, and you can start your own business of tutoring kids with speech problems, if that's something you're thinking about. So there is a lot you can do with that degree, and that's why the minute you said it, I cannot talk to you about your love life until I told you that. So, okay, now I'm over that. Who's Sean?
Well,
Sean, first of all, how do you feel about that? I mean, how do you feel about what I've just said?
I think you're right.
Good, because I am going to tell you, you're going to call me back when you decide what you want to do. I just think that people get scared when they get older, and not older, I'm 17, so if you're like 20, you're older than me. So, and don't you laugh too hard, girlfriend, or I'll be in New York now. Anyway.
I love you. I love it.
Oh, thank you. So the thing is that when we start getting, well, can we do it? Well, it looks so, you know, maybe I, and we put roadblocks in our way. I do the same thing. I wanted to get a PhD in something. I put it off, and now it's, you know, now I'm glad I put it off, because I'm doing the same thing with an alternate degree. So, but I still am thinking every minute that I didn't do it, and I could do it online, but right now I'm not doing it. So, but for you, I feel this is really something that really will help you, and it will get you in touch with a whole different group. So, because you do know that when you get into the medical part of it and the medical field, which speech path is, you meet all different kinds of people. Yeah. Now tell me about Sean. You have 10 minutes. Don't tell me. You really have 5. But tell me about Sean and let me tell you.
Sean is someone I heard you play about it.
I didn't hear you. Who is Sean?
He's someone that I care deeply about.
Mm-hmm.
And
how does he feel about you?
He cares about me as well, but there's been an opposition physically and also spiritual opposition from other people who have put salt in the pepper into our love.
Okay, so stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, so you're going to say, and I can feel, that other people got involved in this relationship, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so is it you? I don't feel it's you or your peeps. Is it him and his peeps?
It's him. It's his house. You know, it's the people who influence him, and I'm like, look.
Have you told
him? Good. Uh-huh. Come again?
I get it. It's his section there. But what is he saying to you? Because, see, I really believe that when roadblocks are thrown in and people listen, there's a reason. So here's a good example. I'm married, even though I'm 17, so I married in spirit. I'm married for 35 years this year. And it was like the Hatfield McCoys. I'm Jewish. His father was a Lutheran minister. Do you think either one of our parents could have pulled us apart? So why I'm saying that, and when you get older, that then you have all other influences going on. So, and I'm not saying it's religion. I'm just giving you an example. But what could, if somebody could pull what you have apart, then what do you have? And that's what I'm going to say. So you tell me, what do you have if ye could be influenced about you by anybody, would you want, and I'm only going to suggest this, but would you want to be with somebody like that, even if you feel you love him? Now, you don't need
yes
to answer
no
that. Yeah,
well,
you don't have to answer that because that's not going to be a hard question for you, honey. It is going to be a hard question. But I want you to think about this. And you can change it. I mean, the thing is, you're not stuck in stone here. But if you could have a conversation with him, and I'm sure you have, the conversation should go something like this. I love you. Nobody can tell me how to feel about you, no matter what. I respect you for who you are. All I ask is if you love me, for you to respect me, who I am, and then we'll have no problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because that's a pretty big statement.
That's true.
And then you leave it in his lap, because what he could say to you is this: I don't want to lose you. I'm never going to want to lose you. I don't know what happened, and now that you put it that way, I'm going to think about it. Or, no, I love you, and you're right. Let's just put all this to rest. So I'm not telling you to give him up. I'm just telling you that there are other issues about when somebody lets roadblocks in. And so what you need to do is clarify those roadblocks. I love you. I respect you for who you are. And no one can tell me that about you unless it's me, like I see it. So all I ask is that you do you love me and respect me in that same way? And don't answer for him. And if he goes, yes, but, then that's when you say, but there can't be any buts in order to move forward, because both of us have feelings and love and a commitment that if you let other people get involved, we won't have.
That's true. I mean, there's been what I meant spiritual,
mm-hmm.
to the sense where I can feel intuitively, and I've felt it, you know, deeply.
Yes, I know.
Where, you know, when people are, they want to infiltrate and they want what you have, or they want what appears to be, and
mm-hmm.
they want to be with him.
Okay, and what is his response? That's my big thing, and I could feel it, and I know you can, but when you're involved in it, you really can't see it. But what, okay, so if he's influenced and you feel he's influenced by others, and what is his response?
No, I don't pay attention. I'm like, but you are listening to this nonsense. You're entertaining it.
And what did he say?
And he's like, no. And I'm like, yeah. And he, you know, this, he has a joke. It's not a joke, but he has a little, one of his nicknames for me is the Oracle. And I, you know, I laugh, but then I don't laugh because I'm like, there's a lot of things that I've shared with him that we've shared with each other. And mm-hmm. I've been, you know, intuitively, he said that my my assessment has been accurate.
Oh,
I never asked, but he said that to me, and I'm like, because I feel it. What I feel, I'll just say it. You know,
I love the
Oracle.
I love the Oracle thing. Why do you not like the Oracle? I wish somebody called me the Oracle.
I do. I love it.
Okay. So then where's the angst?
He denies it when I have pinpointed something that I have not seen, but I feel it intensely. I'm talking at intense, and I'm like, look, I don't know what you're doing, but it's going to lead you down the wrong road. And I've said this, you know, a year ago, and he was very defiant. And just the vibration I got from him, I said, you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing. And to the point where, you know, some people might put something in your food. I know you may have heard about that.
Yeah.
You know, they try to control you through your food, through sex, through drink, and that's what I felt because I dealt with that with my ex prior,
mm-hmm.
where his mother came to our apartment and she had something and I didn't really pay attention. But then I'm like, oh my God, you're like a whole different person and it's something spiritual. It's not, you know, physiologically or biochemically. It's spiritual. Mm-hmm.
Do you cleanse the house? Do you cleanse and do you not cleanse bathe? But I mean, do you use white sage and do you?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely cleanse. I do the cleansing. I tried cleansing him. I mean, even like, when we first met, I was like, "Whoa, I think you needed cleansing." And he understood because you know he part of you know his mother's side of the family is Cuban, so he understood when I said you know about the facing, cold water, everything.
Okay, so where are you? Because, see, I feel like there's also free will here. I don't love free will because I believe we all go to the same path, and free will is just when we get there. So so what I would love, because I only have 2 minutes left on the show, and I would love to hear from you back, but here's the deal. You can draw a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's what I'm getting from spirit. And so here's, you have to accept him. I feel like there's some indiscrepancies about the relationship that you, one, maybe aren't seeing or don't want to see. Two is, I don't really think that you, I do believe he is hiding how he feels about the spiritual side of you. And I do think he's spiritual. I believe that I think he's afraid of it. So
he is spiritual. He is. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yes, I think he's afraid of it. I only have 90 seconds, so I would love you to call back tomorrow. I'm on at 2:00 because I've got somebody on from, you know, I'll be there, but I won't be taking any questions until 2:00. But just to let you know, I need you to go and be honest with him. Tell him how you feel and tell him what you won't accept. I feel this way. I feel like they're showing me him standing in line. So I think he's not wanting to lose you, but I think he will push you to the limit where he can, and then when you tell him that this is where you are spiritually, you can't be any other place. You won't hide it. You won't deny it. But you're not going to push him into it. But as long as he, because I know he is spiritual, but I think he's got some hidden things going on there, and I feel like if you're honest with him and you're blatant, that he will. They say they're showing me him like standing in line. So I would try that first because I really believe that he jokes around and he's serious. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's why I don't take the joke as a joke.
Yeah. So I've got 10 seconds. Please give me a call tomorrow or I'm on Friday. So call me. It's a pleasure meeting you and good luck because you know I love New York. So everyone have a fabulous day, and please join me. You're welcome. Please join me tomorrow. You have Ron Cole and Dr. Ron Cole and me, And we hope that Candy comes for at 2 o'clock with me, and we'll have some angels speak. Thursday, we have Gregory Scott from the YouTube UK. He's astrology and he is tarot. So, and then you have Wrap It Up With Me, and yes, call in, because I love, this jazzes me up. This is exactly what's in my heart. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being with me. And thank you for sharing. And please like me on Blog Talk. Go to YouTube. I'm trying to upload, and I don't know why I can't. So I'm going to have to get a different camera. But you can go to YouTube, Bonnie Albers On Air, with my channel, and subscribe. I tried putting a little intro on today, and it wouldn't take it. And next week, I will have a different camera, and you'll actually see me live doing these shows. Again, you can get me on Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. You can also go to my webpage, and I think, and I thank Candy for putting it in chat, www.bonniealbers.com. And I love you all. Thank you. Bye.